What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Yes, here it is, right now. This is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. I am excited today because we have a guest. His name is John, the anti-poverty engineer, Turmel. He has been a long-time usury-free advocate, and you know, this has been going on for a long, long time that mankind has been struggling against usury. You know, this goes back, you know, even prior to Christ's time. So it's simply a mathematic fraud, and that fraud has been ongoing for a very, very long time, and the parasitic usurer, by his, you know, basically a money scam, he's able to confiscate all wealth over time. And by controlling the wealth, he's able to control the information so that the people are kept in the dark about this scam. So our full intention of this broadcast is to show the truth, show the correct solution, how we can create abundance where we actually have more banking, more lending, more money on a usury-free system. So it's abundance as compared to what we have now. The engineered scarcity is a symptom of the monetary system. So once we really delve into the subject, there's a monstrous amount of energy which can be released for the people to utilize for themselves. That energy can be used to fund and finance projects which they support, which bring them abundance rather than the parasites having abundance in the existing system. There's a variety of usury-free systems, and John Turmel has a he's going to be speaking about another usury-free system, which is LETS or UniLETS system, and ultimately it's created without usury, obviously, and it's just another means by which the people can have abundance, as the backing for the money is the people themselves. They don't need to rely upon an outside entity, and there's no parasitism of usury. The people harness their own energy, and they have abundance from the ground up as opposed to a top-down system where the parasites at the top have abundance. So we are studying all of these different solutions because, you know, as far as I know, I've never seen one place where they've all been offered up at the same time. And even if they were, it's done in such you know, small initiatives. It's not concentrated information. And that's what you need to have with anything that's going to be effective. You need to have a concentration, a concentrated focus. And that's when, you know, that's when excellence occurs, is when you have concentrated focus on a thing. Just imagine all the concentrated focus which is occurring in the Olympics as when it comes up. Ultimately, those all of that energy only benefits the individual mostly, and you know, some people watching. We want concentrated focus, which will benefit all the people. We will be right after this break with John Turmel.
And you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
wanna puff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement: Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Out.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political experience.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton. We are joined with a very special guest today. It's John, the anti-poverty engineer, Turmel. Are you there, John? As you're just listening there, we're waiting to get our setup here with John. The music on the fade-in was from the Wandering Monks, who I'm happy to say just released their new album, which is Usury Free. That is the title. And I just listened to it, and basically... We discussed some of these ideas of usury-free society, the Jubilee, when the sheriff is hired by the people directly with their own money, the sheriff then works on behalf of the people in a usury-free society. In that circumstance, it's truly organic money. Organic money, which then is supporting organic security, an organic law that protects the people from the fraudulent liens which are initiated through usury. And commonly people think of the income tax as just, they just bundle taxes together, that all taxes are sort of the same. And it's essential that we understand the difference between different sorts of taxes. And you know, income and property taxes are based upon violence. It's the violence of the parasitic usurer. Neither income or property taxes existed until the parasitic usurer took over and basically usurped the sovereignty of the nation. It sounds like those two words that are very close together. It's usury and usurped. Usurped means to overthrow or take over or undermine, replace the sovereignty of the original sovereign. So if the, you know, originally the people were sovereign through the United States government, and they gave up some of their sovereignty or some of their freedom in order that the people's natural rights would be protected by government. That's the primary purpose of government, was to protect the people's natural rights. Well, the problem with that is, in any society where usury is permitted, that eventually the parasitic usurer will bankrupt, foreclose, and destroy the sovereignty of the people. So that's where the problems lie. It's essential that the people, in order to be sovereign, is they must create their own monetary system usury-free. That's the means by which for them to stay, to recapture and keep their sovereignty. So a good example of that that I like to always use is Florida. Excuse me. Now, Florida is it's in the peninsula, the Florida Peninsula in the United States, and Florida has no gold or silver mines. So what I want to demonstrate is how the parasitic usurer can destroy the sovereignty of a nation on a gold and silver system. So let's say hypothetically that the Republic of Florida has seceded from the Union, and Florida now wants to be sovereign. It no longer wants to be subject to the corporate structure of the United States. The United States is a corporation. The Florida Republic understands that, so it wants to become sovereign. So it secedes, and it's bought into the Rothschilds' gold propaganda that gold is money. So now I'm going to demonstrate how the parasitic usurer seizes the sovereignty, even with 100% reserves. So there are no fractional reserves. There's 100% reserves. That means if a dollar is being loaned, that means the entity that's loaning it has the dollar in gold. There are no fractional reserves as the basis for additional lending for gold that you do not have. So Florida secedes. The Florida Republic has formed. They now need to have gold and silver in order to operate their so-called sound money system. So they go to those entities who do have gold and silver. Well, of course, those entities are not going to give it to the Florida Republic. They will have to loan it. And since Florida does not have any gold, it can't buy it. So the way Florida would get that is would borrow the gold from the parasitic usurer. And in this instance, we're going to demonstrate that usury has been the meaning of usury has been changed from meaning any interest to meaning excessive interest, because the parasitic usurer always wishes to obfuscate the truth. And it does that by all sorts of ways, and one of them is changing the meaning of words, and it changed the meaning of usury from any interest now to what it means commonly for in anybody that uses it is normally excessive interest. So to refute that idea, I am going to use a 1% interest rate. So the parasitic usurer is going to lend gold with 100% reserves There are no fractional reserves at 1%. That means the people of Florida will need to pay back $10,000 over, you know, let's make this a one-year loan. So the parasitic user is actually really nice. They're only charging 1%. Of course, the parasitic user, because they are giving gold, they're loaning gold, they want collateral. Well, what do the people of Florida have as a natural resource that they can give as collateral? It's commonly the land, so they give up the Everglades. The Everglades will be the collateral. So now a year has elapsed. Florida has operated with $1 million, and that's been used to trade and create transactions, build contracts within Florida. Well, no matter how hard they work, no matter what they do or how productive they are, they can't produce the interest in order to pay the interest on the $1 million. They can round up and get the $1 million back, but they can't get the $1,010,000 because they only have $1 million. Well, the parasitic user says, we are going to have to confiscate your land. So then they give up the Everglades. Well, the people from the Florida Republic go and they read the creature from Jekyll Island again, because they like, well, how did this work out? We worked really hard. We're all committed. We're all very educated. We read the creature from Jekyll Island. We're positive that gold is money. We worked hard. We returned the $1 million. We did all of our accounting. Somehow or other, we just couldn't come up with the $10,000. We feel like we're deadbeats. We feel like we broke contract. We feel like we are dishonorable. So they go back to the parasitic user again, because gold is money, and they do it again. This time, just for fun, they do it on silver. And they borrow $1 million from the parasitic user, and since they no longer control the Everglades, they decide to give up all of the springs. Florida's filled with natural springs. It's very nice in the humid weather to go swimming in them, so they put those up as collateral. After a year, they did the exact same thing as the first time, and lo and behold, they are unable to pay the $10,000 in interest gold or silver in this instance. They can't do it. And they're scratching their heads. So they say to the parasitic user, hey, can we pay back the $10,000 in, sugar cane? Because we have sugar cane. Or we have lots of recreation or hotels. You can stay in our hotels. Or how about fish? Can we trade it in fish? And the parasitic user says, no. You know, we loaned you gold. We want gold or silver back. That's we loaned you. Actually, in this case, we loaned you silver. We want silver back. Florida says, you know, that we can't do it. We can't do it. So there it is. The parasitic user then confiscates all the springs as collateral. So now they are stuck again. And they scratch their head and like, oh, what is going on? So they go and they read some Rothbard and they read some Mises and they go to the Austrian school. And they're just trying to figure out what is the problem. So then they decide to borrow a mixed bag of commodities. So, you know, it's a mixture of gold, silver, uranium, and a variety of commodities from the parasitic user. And they work hard and they get the loan. And this time they put up as collateral. They put up the people's property. Now, the individuals' homes and their property, the private property this time, because they've just run out of public lands, so now they're going to put up the people's private property as collateral. And the people get on board, and the people in charge say to the people, like, you know, we're very well studied. We've read The Creature from Jekyll Island. We're very knowledgeable about Austrian economics. We're very, very educated on the monetary topic. So we'll get right back to you after this message from our sponsors.
Zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we want to one time give a little support for our big event coming up. It's this week. It's just days away. This is, another usury-free creative. This is a usury-free event. We're trying to show the path whereby the people can have abundance this year. You don't have to wait. We can do it this year. As fast as we can spread this message of abundance, which is simply changing the color of pieces that, of paper that we call money, because the people are the money, and as soon as they decide to take that monetary power back, they can be the sovereigns, they can have abundance, and they literally can do it in a matter of weeks and have abundance all this year. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. Let's have an abundant and fun and great future together, where we get to express our human artistry, whereby we truly create heaven on earth. And that all happens through the monetary and lending system. So once we remove the parasitism, just like a dog that's got too many fleas and it's now dying from disease, the people of the world are dying from the same parasites that are stealing our life essence. And we need to take it back. Unfortunately, it's not a very technically challenging problem. It's very simple to create a monetary system that's created without usury. That event is RockyMountainPuff.com is where you'll find some of the details. And that's in Breckenridge, Colorado, from July 5th through the 8th, we're going to have Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Joby Weeks, Gary Franchi, The Wandering Monks, Jordan Page, Tisha Cassida, representatives from Occupy Denver, David Justice, and you know, this is an event meant to showcase in a laboratory where we're using this currency. You can go and spend it, and that currency was actually created without a debt, without interest, and given away as a credit, because the people have already produced their goods and services, and obviously they'll get more as they create more goods and services. So it's how we fix things. It's how we create abundance. It's how we can achieve a more beautiful future. It's how we can truly fix the most fundamental problems in our society, because certainly once the dog takes its energy back, it will have energy that it can fund and finance projects such as, healthcare for its people. One way or another, that energy is going to be used toward health. And if we do it in a more voluntary manner, if we do it in a efficient manner, we can provide more healthcare to the people, just in the exact same way that we can eliminate the waste in the lending system by getting rid of the interest. That's 20 years of interest that's paid on a 30-year mortgage. That's absolutely unnecessary. Absolutely unnecessary. How many other talk shows are talking about this right now? Wouldn't you like to pay off a mortgage in a third the time? Well, it can be done with a usury-free banking and lending system. So we've got to create the currency usury-free, and then we have to lend the currency usury-free. And all of these things have been done in the recent past in Ithaca, New York. We're creating the currency, but we have not issued any loans thus far. We have to allow it to get a little bit larger before we do that, and then we can start issuing some very small personal loans. But in order to, you know, get into the larger ticket loans such as cars and homes, we just need a little more buy-in from the local public here, a little bit more of an expansion of the understanding of the system. You know, quite literally, we've been doing this. We had our first transaction 6 weeks ago, and as of now, we're up like 39 or 40 businesses. And it's great because once people understand this, it it expands rather quickly, and we do less work. We're insofar as recruiting. When we first started, we were just recruiting kind of like any business. Now we want to be focused, and we want very specific businesses, such as you need Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So that's food, water, shelter. Obviously health, love, and belonging. But additionally, you need transportation and energy. So those are the primary industries, let's call them, that we need to have businesses which accept the local currency. So we want a doctor, we want a dentist. We have some people who are in the health field already in the form of massage therapists or occupational therapists. We have three of those. We have food. We've got, I think, maybe five restaurants. We've got a grocery store. But additionally, for those listeners that are local, we need a doctor, a dentist. I actually spoke to a chiropractor late last week about this at a Summit Chamber mixer. And that's how you do this. You go and you network, you meet and greet, you talk about the local currency, and overcome. There's just lots of misinformation. Even after doing this and promoting it here for about almost 3 months, there's just loads and loads of misinformation. Many people still think that there's no physical currency, for instance, but we do have a physical currency. This could be done virtually, where everything's done over the internet, sort of in a time bank system, or a system like Craigslist, where everybody posts their wants and needs. So we will be right back after this. I believe I hear the cue for a music break. And we will be right back after this.
It's about to begin. You know what I'm saying? Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to RonPaulBikiniTeam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Well, there you have it. As I was describing, that was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan stating that there is no government authority higher than the Federal Reserve. The reason being is the Federal Reserve is the sovereign, and it became the sovereign by bankrupting the people on a gold and silver-based money system. And I was making the explanation as to how in an example where Florida tried to become sovereign, it would be bankrupted as well. And the where I left it off was the people had the people of Florida, the Florida Republic, had lost the Everglades because it couldn't pay back the $10,000 in interest on a gold loan of $1 million. Then it borrowed $1 million at 1% in silver, and it was unable to pay it back, and then lost its springs. Then it collateralized the people's private property because it needed another loan, and they were certain that gold and silver and, you know, competing currencies were the solution. Competing currencies, you know, for the parasitic user means that it's competing currencies that they control, the commodity, those commodities. So it would be gold, silver, uranium, oil, et cetera, because worthless fiat paper certainly is not money in their eyes. So now you have competing currencies based upon commodities, which they call control. Sometimes they phrase that as a mixed basket of commodities, all of which Florida doesn't have. But let's say Florida does have one of them. Let's say that one of those commodities is, I don't know, sugar cane. So as it was a mixed bag, let's say it was 10% gold and 10% silver, well, that means that Florida could pay back $1,001,000 because it could pay back the interest payment on the sugar cane portion, but it's unable to pay the portion based upon oil or gold or silver. It didn't have the natural resource. I guess, actually, to be fair, it could do it in oil because Florida does have oil. Despite that, it could only pay 1,000 or 10%, whatever the allocation portion of the mixed basket of commodities was. It's unable to pay that back. So then the parasitic user says to the people of Florida or the Florida Republic, said, well, you know, we got to confiscate all of your people's lands. Well, now, you know, the parasitic user doesn't want to maintain those properties. It just wants the commercial energy from that's derived through taxation. So rather than calling it rent, why don't we delude the people into thinking that they actually own these houses and they're just going to pay property taxes? The representatives for this, the Republic of Florida, like, you know, they've got a lot of egg on their face because they've already lost the Florida Everglades, and they've already lost the springs, and they don't have the heart to turn around and tell the people themselves that they lost their own private property. Now they're going to have to pay rent. So they go along with the parasitic user, and they just mean the illusion that the people own their houses. So anyway, they call it property taxes, and they invent the need for property taxes based upon, you know, we need that for roads, as if no roads existed prior to all of this occurring. So now, you know, the people of Florida, the Florida Republic, they're just really just wondering. They really thought they were informed. They read all the big books from the Austrians. They did the basket of currencies. What is the solution here? So obviously they have to start looking at, you know, what if they just created the money themselves backed by the people based on time? Like in a barter network. You know what I mean? In a barter network, there is no currency. If they just bartered their time and energy, there'd be no outside influence. There would be no exponentially compounding debt. They wouldn't have to worry about those things. So in that analogy, we demonstrate, number one, that the people can be enslaved even on a gold and silver system, even at 1% interest, even if they're very diligent and honest contractors willing to honor their contract. All of those things don't matter. It's a street hustle in a three-piece suit. That's the way you should view interest. A long time ago, everybody viewed interest-based lending and money creation in the exact same way that we currency view people who operate Ponzi's. We all know that that is a mathematic fraud. It's a contract which is impossible to fulfill. No matter how hard you work inside of a Ponzi scheme, it will always create victims because you run out of new recruits to join the Ponzi. It's a mathematic fraud that eventually will result in victims. There will always be victims, and that is the whole problem And in this exact same system, this street hustle of usury or the street hustle of a Ponzi, these are white-collar criminal actions. And just because the Ponzi operators or the usury operators, they put on all of the appearance of authority by putting on a three-piece suit, by having these, you know, very ornate and marble-filled and the tallest buildings and all that sort of thing. Well, all of that was built upon a fraud of interest and interest-based lending and money creation. So here we are. What are we going to do about it? Well, do you want a puff? That's what I would recommend. I would recommend you, you know, check out, you know, continue to listen to the archives of this this broadcast, because we focus, very specific focus. And once you understand the fraud of usury, the mathematics street hustle in a three-piece suit, you'll understand that the parasitic users will over time confiscate all of the wealth of the people. It's not a guess. It's a mathematic certainty. It's a absolute that they will aggregate all of the wealth. And once they aggregate all that wealth, what do they want to do? They want to hold on to it. So they got to brainwash the people that, you know, there's other problems. The reason is big government. That's why you don't have anything. Or the reason is small government, or it's whatever. As long as they can get everybody to fight over within the Hegelian dialect of big government versus small government versus no government, ultimately, in any of those scenarios, the parasitic user can enslave the people under any of those systems. And this is a very unique selling proposition of this show. And that's why it's important, you know, whether it's this or if you find another place to get that, ultimately follow the truth, follow the ideas. It, maybe you don't like my particular presentation, and that's perfectly fine. There's days that I don't like my presentation, so that's all good. The point is you need to follow ideas. Follow the information. Do not follow men. Men are corruptible. Do not follow institutions. Follow ideas. And those ideas, if they're based on truth, those ideas will be bulletproof. And that's the reason why, you know, you could study this topic and literally know more than the majority of people on the planet, because nobody talks about a usury-free society. Well, when I say nobody, I mean very, very few sources are out there. The 95 to 99% of the monetary reformers out there do not offer an alternative to paying a 30-year mortgage with 20 years of interest payments. That's completely unnecessary. So why would you listen to those monetary reformers who aren't developing a better monetary and lending technology which allows you to eliminate interest from those contracts? So it's not just saving your energy for 20 years where you're not wasting it for no reason, which, by the way, that's a form of slavery. It's usury debt servitude. It's completely unnecessary. But in addition to that, even if you can pay it for yourself individually, that's impossible for all borrowers to pay. That's the point. That's the whole point of the street hustle. The three-piece suit parasitic user uses this street hustle. It's a game of musical chairs where you have more debt created than there are money, than there is money to pay it. So just like in the game of musical chairs, there's not enough chairs for all the participants. Well, that's what happens with the parasitic users' liens. There's not enough, not enough money to pay down all the debt. And then once that money is issued, the parasitic user doesn't allow it to recirculate so that you're able to pay off those debts. The parasitic user holds on to the money that's created, and it's just like a economic circuit. It, the parasitic user, by manipulating the circulation, if it deflates the supply and then restricts the amount of circulation, it makes it impossible for the, you know, those who have debt-based contracts in order to fulfill the contracts. So that is the means by which that the parasitic users are enslaving the people, and we are not just talking about how we're going to fix all this. We have a do show, and we want people who are understanding this, or not, you know, anybody that's, if you don't understand it, come to Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. Come experience the Mountain Hours Revolution so that you can actually participate this. You can put some of your beautiful, loving commercial energy and spend usury-free money, perhaps for the first time in your whole life. Understand how this manipulation is destroying the planet. It's basically, you know, let's call mammon the exponentially compounding debt on the planet. Well, mammon has been compounding over centuries or even a millennia, and that compounding debt is confiscating all of the resources and assets and energy of all the people, of all their assets, of the planet. It's all being thrown into this black hole, which is unpayable. There's always more debt than money. It is unpayable. So what are we going to do about it? We need to have universal debt jubilee for 2012. It's biblical. It is it's a mathematic certainty. So it's where, you know, let's call it the, you know, Bible, where spirituality and reason meet, because reason will not allow us. It's impossible to pay. You can just do the math on it. Just think of the very first dollar that's created. So if you only create a Federal Reserve note, there's just one Federal Reserve note in circulation. Well, that is borrowed by the people from the private Federal Reserve, and then we pay our interest on that. That's called income tax. The private debt that's owed by the people to the parasitic usurer is called an income tax. So just imagine how would we pay that debt off in taxes or any means if the people only have $1 or one Federal Reserve note? How do they pay the Federal Reserve note plus interest back? They can't, and that's exactly how the you know, the street hustle works. This is a street hustle by a man in a three-piece suit. It's that simple. And once you understand this street hustle, once you understand how the debt will then compound exponentially, and all of the people's resources, and they are the resource, the people are the greatest natural resource on the planet. Their commercial energy is what the parasitic usurer harnesses through the birth certificate process, where all of the people as a private property, as a private entity, has been collateralized in order to pay the debts of the parasitic usurer. And that's actually what was confiscated in 33. It wasn't just the gold. It was all of the people's private property, including their homes, which they think they own, when in reality they pay rent in the form of property taxes. And so income taxes, property taxes, and foreclosures are all symptoms of usury. They're symptoms of the mathematic fraud of usury. It's inevitable. It will happen over and over again through time. And it comes down to the idea of sovereignty. Who is in charge? Famously, Harry Truman had a sign on his desk which said, "The buck stops here." Meaning, Harry Truman says, that he is the sovereign. He's the guy in charge. Well, you know, he had that conflict with Douglas MacArthur about another invasion on the Korean Peninsula. And there's concern that China was going to invade. But, you know, ultimately it was all theater, because the whole time the parasitic usurers were financing China and the U.S. military industrial complex at the same time. So by definition, if you have this other entity lending with interest the money supply for MacArthur and for Harry Truman to have their little feud as, oh, was the military in charge or was the politician in charge, the president? Who's in charge? The chief of the military, they would call him, or the commander-in-chief. Well, in reality, whoever controls the money is the chief, and the chief was also financing China at the time because they wanted to develop the Cold War so that the debt slaves of the Far East would have debt slaves of the West. So that's how you have it. That's how you usually destroy sovereignty, and we'll be back with more after the break. For the prophet, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous fractions, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be right. Using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical. But
out of these interior radio, I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are getting into the sovereignty subject along with its interaction, the interaction between sovereignty and usury. Usury is basically interest. It's exactly the same. Interest, usury, and riba all mean the same thing. Just depends where you grew up. If you grew up 1,000 years ago, everybody would know interest is the same thing as usury. And it doesn't matter what the percentage is, it's any interest at all, any riba at all, any usury at all, will all lead to the elimination of sovereignty, because the parasitic user is able to destroy the sovereignty of that individual, or that government, or that company, or that society. And it's not a maybe, it's a mathematic certainty that all wealth over time will become aggregated into the hands of the parasitic usurer. And this has happened repeatedly through time. And because of that, the Bible and many other groups, it just leads to an exponentially compounding debt that the debt slaves are unable to produce in sufficient quantities in order to keep up with the exponentially compounding debt. Eventually what happens is it consumes them and it gets defaulted or repatriated or repudiated, or ultimately it's a jubilee, and that's the forgiveness of all sins and debts. And why wait till it all blows up? Why not just accelerate this and engineer the universal debt jubilee? The debt slaves can have this anytime they want, as soon as they change the color of pieces of paper that they call money. This can happen quite quickly. We can have this happen this year, and literally it's as fast as all the people can get together with their neighbors, design some local currencies, and go there to the printer with their neighbors. The slowest step of the whole process is the graphic design, really. It's that quick. It can happen. And as I say repeatedly, what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And I hope that you can tell that I certainly am a believer. And we are achieving, so we are believing and achieving. And we are demonstrating that achievement because we want people to come up from across the land to come and spend a usury-free currency here at Rocky Mountain Puff. Can view the details at rockymtnpuff.com. This is the means, this is the plan, this is the way that the debt slaves can emancipate themselves rather quickly. We can do it this year. Let's not mess around. There are people dying. There are people living in fear and lack rather than abundance and hope. And we can offer all that quickly. We can do it quickly. We don't have to be living in bunkers. We don't have to live in some sort of Mad Max kind of world. None of those things are outcomes that we want. And then ultimately, if we just bunker down, the parasitic user will still be there, and we don't want that. We want to achieve abundance for ourselves. So this is the way that we do that. Like, it's a specific step-by-step plan that is nonviolent, and it just requires the debt slaves to emancipate themselves. So we'll be right back after this.
Right. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now. Between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.